All hail the power of Jesus, name let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem.
Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you in the radio audience. We appreciate so much you tuning in, and we hope that you'll listen for the duration of the program, for we attempt to speak only those things from God's holy and inspired Word. If at any time you have a question about something that's said on this program, or if you have a Bible question or a Bible subject you'd like for us to deal with on the program, please feel free to contact us at the information given by the announcer, or you can contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastalbertville.org. In John 5, verse 23, it says that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father, which hath sent him. The two things that are clearly evident from John 5, verse 23. One is, all men should honor the Son just as they honor the Father. And the other is that the one that does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. We also learn from other passages that the only way to the Father is through the Son. In John 14, verse 6, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And also, the one that's pleasing to the Son is also pleasing to the Father, or vice versa. 2 John, verse 9, whosoever transgress and abides not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. Whoso abideth in the doctrine of Christ hath both the Father and the Son. I want us in our study today, and possibly even our study for tomorrow, to notice some distinct ways in honoring Christ that we might thereby honor the Father. First of all, we honor Christ by imitating him. In Philippians 2 and verse 5, Paul said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Peter in 1 Peter 2, verse 21 says, for even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps. We know that we, to do this, must be conformed to the image of his Son. It's in Colossians 3 that we read in verse 10, that we have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. So we must be conformed to the image of the Son. In 2 Corinthians 3, we read in verse 18, but we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image, from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. And in Romans 8 and verse 29, we read, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. So we honor Christ, how? By imitating him. We need to do the Father's will, because that's exactly what Jesus did. In John 4, we read in verse 34, Jesus says unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work. It's also in John 6 that we read in verse 38, Jesus said, for I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. So, we need to do the Father's will, just as Jesus did. we need to honor Christ by imitating him, because we need to serve, because that's what Jesus did. In Matthew 20 and verse 28, even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. It's in Luke chapter 22 and verse 27. He says, for what is greater, he that sitteth at meat or he that serveth? Is not he that sitteth at meat? But I am among you as he that serves. So we honor Christ by imitating him. And we need to be obedient, because that's what he was. In Hebrews 5, verses 8 and 9, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all of them that obey him. We need to honor Christ by imitating him, because we need to be humble, because that's what he was. In John 13, we read in verse 4, he rises from supper and laid aside his garment and took a towel and girded himself. And he proceeded to wash the disciples' feet. It's in verse 13. He says, you call me master and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. If I then am your master and Lord, have washed your feet, you ought also to wash one another's feet. For I've given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If you know these things, happy are you if you do them. But also, we honor Christ by imitating him when we need to pray, because that's what he did. In Mark 1 and verse 35, and in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place, and there he prayed. We honor Christ by imitating him, because we need to forgive just as he forgave. In Luke chapter 23, it's in verse 34, Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his garments and cast lots. Even in the agony of the cross and all that he endured, Jesus was a person willing to forgive. We need to imitate Christ in that aspect. And we need to honor Christ, and we do so when we imitate him, because we need to freely give, because that's what he did. He gave. In 2 Corinthians chapter 8, it's in verse 9 that we read, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might be rich. So we follow Jesus Christ, because he was the epitome of goodness. No one can match Jesus' character and his life. It was impossible for the evil Jews to convince Jesus of sin. In John 8, we find in verse 46, Jesus says, which of you convinceth me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? See, Christ appeals to all of those who realize their imperfections and all that have a desire to excel. So Jesus, we might say, exemplifies a higher plane, and let us truly seek to walk in it. We follow Jesus because his teaching is far superior to that of any human being. The Sermon on the Mount, that is the epitome of incredible teaching. In Matthew 7, let's notice verse 28 and 29. It came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he had taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. You know, the scribes, they were fond of quoting each other, and they were fond of quoting other famous rabbis who were no longer living. But the Lord's teaching carried absolute authority because he was the Son of God. And so when we abide in his teaching, we are truly his disciples. In John 8, Jesus says this in verses 31 and 32. Then Jesus said to the Jews which believed on him, If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. On the wall near the main entrance to the Alamo in San Antonio, Texas, is a portrait. And underneath this portrait is the following inscription. James Butler Bonham. No picture of him exists. This portrait is of his nephew, Major James Bonham, deceased, who greatly resembled his uncle. It's placed here by the family that people may know the appearance of the man who died for freedom. And so, friends, likewise, there's no literal portrait of Jesus Christ that exists. But nevertheless, his image can be seen in his word. And it needs to be seen in the lives of those that profess to be his true followers. But also, we not only honor Christ by imitating him, we honor Christ by confessing him before men. Consider Christ's own confession. We read about it in Matthew 26 and verse 63. But Jesus held his peace, and the high priest answered and said, I adjure thee by the living God, that thou tellest us whether thou be the Christ, the Son of God. Jesus said unto them, Thou hast said, Nevertheless I say unto you, hereafter you shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. He was put to death because of this confession. It's in Matthew 26, as we move on in verse 65. Then the high priest rent his clothes, saying, He has spoken blasphemy. What further need have we of witnesses? Behold, now we have heard his blasphemy. What think you? They answered and said, He is guilty of death. We are to verbally confess the Lord Jesus. In Romans 10, verse 9, If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. We must confess Jesus as Lord, because he is God. In John 1, verse 1, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. You know, an illustrated paraphrase, sort of that verse would be, In the beginning was Eve, and Eve was a man, and Eve was man, and Eve was with man. She was in the beginning with man. So just as man can refer specifically to male, to the exclusion of the female, so also God can refer to the Father, to the exclusion of the Son. However, just as man can include male and female as a class of being, so too God can include both the Father and the Son as a class of being, just like it is here in John 1 and verse 1. We dishonor Christ when we fail to confess him before men, and his will brings tragic results. In Matthew 10, verse 32, Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. Friends, in the last days all men are going to confess Christ. We know that from Philippians 2 and verse 11. Those that refuse or those that reject to confess him now, they'll be forced to confess him in that great day. We see our time is gone. Thank you so much for listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow. Until then, we bid you a pleasant good day. And now we return you to our announcement.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 a.m. and Sunday at 8:30 a.m. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbertville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.